It was a commercial.
Yeah.
You recorded. You ran back downstairs and got an ice scraper to defend against your own voice. You need help, and I'm not kidding.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast. I'm your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
Lou, sorry the baseball season's over. We got to move on. It's hockey season. And I know our number one listener out there is none other than our Jacques. You know, the man, all he does is eats, drinks, sleeps, and breathes hockey. And you know when he listens to this podcast, he wants hockey updates. So, our Jacques, I'm sorry to say, the Wild dropped the game tonight to the Leafs, 4-2. Dave, what do you think our Jacques would have to say about tonight's game?
You'd say, guys, you know, this new NHL is just so high scoring, and it's just not the NHL that it used to be with the neutral zone trap and you know, the 1-0, 2-1 overtime games. You know, all these fancy Austin Matthews and it's a new NHL, so need to play more defense, shoot puck, cycle puck.
Yeah, I think Austin Matthews scored his 7th goal of the year tonight, and I think that's probably like a season total as far as Jacques is concerned.
Yeah, they need more guys with B's as their last names. that's exactly what he would want out of the guys.
The guys. So,
the guys.
Yeah, kind of a rough start, and my 75-1 Stanley Cup Wild ticket is not looking too good right now. So maybe it's October. Hey. I keep telling myself it's October, right? So there's time.
Hey, on January 31st, the St. Louis Blues to win the Stanley Cup last year didn't look very good either.
And Boudreaux keeps bringing that up, and I'm like, that sounds kind of desperate, but.
Yeah, that sounds like a coach that's going to get fired after the first 15 games. But
Yeah. Don't compare yourselves to a last-place team. Never a good plan. All right. Well, we got a big show for you tonight. We're going to talk about the button bar bracket voting. We'll do our bets update, our quotes update. And then in your thoughts, we are going to turn this whole losing thing around. You know, the Twins got knocked out. The Wild are off to a rough start. We're going to turn this thing around. We are going to do some Minnesota dreaming and talk about what we would do if we could award championships to Minnesota teams. And then we're going to have you guys participate in that as well. And then we're going to do a fun little segment around Meat Sauce, because sometimes Meat Sauce forgets that his job is actually on the radio. So we've got some fun audio clips of Meat Sauce when he forgets that he's on the radio. So that'll be coming up in your thoughts. Plus, we got quotes notes tonight. But we'll get started here with the button bar bracket update. So first round of voting is complete. We are into the Elite Eight. And you can pretty much summarize the Elite Eight as Moose Soup Lady, Rosie, Oh Good For You, and then You Dumb Son of a Bitch, and Do You Want My Head to Explode? So only three non-Rosie or Moose Soup Lady quotes buttons remain. The only upset of the first round, because, you know, Dave, you and I talked about how this was a wide open field. Anybody could beat anybody. The only upset that there was in the first round was, go figure, Moose Soup Lady. You guys are doing good. Knocked off Boom Bitch Boom. That was a 10-7 upset. Other than that, it held exactly to form.
Well, and that's actually pretty crazy, too, because I believe the tweets that you put it out to vote on, they didn't say what seed they were, right?
No, it was completely blind. I mean,
that is pretty crazy. So, maybe now that we're in the Elite Eight, now you throw out the seeds and anything can happen. Because honestly, when I was voting on them, I did not know what the seeds were.
Right. Yeah. It's and yeah, I might as well do that because it's 1 through 7 plus number 10. Or I'm sorry, it's 1 through 6 plus 8, 9, 8, and 10. So yeah, so the seeds really don't matter at this point. We'll get the polls up again later this week, and you guys can vote on that, and we will get to our final four. So it's a fun bracket. And Dave, if you were a gambling man, and I know that you are, if I offered you this bet, which way would you go on it? So you can have either the Rosie Buttons, the Moose Soup Lady Buttons, or the Field. What would you take?
I would probably say Moose Soup Lady. It seems like she has a ton of traction. If I'm just trying to pick the winner, my heart is with Rosie. I think he has, I don't know. It's actually, it's pretty even too, because Oh Good For You is in there. I guess I would probably go Moose Soup Lady, just because on Twitter, that's the feedback I'm seeing from most of the Rubes.
Okay.
Yeah, what about you?
I think I would lean Rosie, because his quotes were, his buttons were 1 and 2. So I think one of those two is probably going to emerge, but I think if I wasn't going to go Rosie, slightly lean Rosie, but if I wasn't going to go Rosie, I would definitely go Moose Soup Lady as well. Seems like you said, like she's got a lot of traction there. So we'll get those polls up and you guys can set up our final four for us. All right, let's move on to the bets.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though. Where's Power Trip Bets when you need them?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. All right, this week on the Bets Update, we had the normal college football bets between Lieber and Consemius, and Lieber won again for the fourth time in a row as he had Penn State in their bet. And then Tommy and Sauce had their bet as well. The line was 7.5. And Tommy killed that as the Gophers destroyed Nebraska 34-7 to move to 6-0 and to get a 29.5-point line this week against Rutgers. I tweeted it out, but in case you missed it, this is the largest that the Gophers have been favored in 14 years. And my data goes back 22 seasons. This is the most they have been favored against a Big Ten opponent in 22 years. So lots of excitement down in Dinky Town.
Hell yeah. I mean, I'm kind of like a fair weather Gopher football fan, because if you're really, unless you're like 75 years old, you can't really say that you're like a huge Gopher football fan unless you either went to school there or played for the team. Because they haven't really done much of anything, especially since Glenn Mace has been around. But they're taking advantage of a light schedule, and it's really fun to see a Minnesota team win. I mean, we've seen a fair amount of losing here in Minnesota, so Tommy Olsen's firing up the row the boat. They're undefeated since they started doing Tommy's tailgates.
So
maybe there's something there.
Yeah, anytime you get something with the Power Trip involved, the winning just takes right off. So they're pretty much going to get to 8-0, and that Penn State game is going to be humongous. So it's fun to see. It's fun to things we haven't seen in a long time or ever before. So
maybe they'll get College Game Day too for that Penn State game.
That's what I was going to update. The problem with that is that's the Alabama LSU game.
Chance.
They would really have to be smoking something to forego that, because Alabama and LSU is guaranteed ratings. But there's a chance with the Wisconsin game that game day would come here, although I'm sure there's lots of other big rivalry games going on then too. So I don't know that Tommy's going to win that, but it certainly might lay the groundwork for them to really consider it in the future, maybe earlier in the season, depending upon who the Gophers have scheduled early.
Now, was that bet just for this year?
No, that's a 5-year bet. So
5-year bet. Oh, so, yeah.
You know, might be laying the groundwork for him to win that. I doubt that's going to pay off this year. The one that probably will pay off this year is, and it is just a 1-year bet, but the bet with Sauce that they're going to finish second or better in the West. Right now, they're tied with Wisconsin for first. Really, all they have to do is, obviously, if they win the Big Ten West, he wins. All they really have to do is tie, you know, either Iowa or Wisconsin for second or better. That seems to be their main competition. So Tommy's got a really good chance to win that bet. And, of course, the other ones are the 10-year national championship bets. He's still alive this year, so
it's not
zero, you know, so he's still alive on that one. The other bet that happened was hockey took the Giants plus 17 against the Patriots against Lieber and Rosie. And I had the Patriots in this one because I've been winning money off the Patriots covering big spreads this year. And, of course, it was my lock of the week as well. And it was a little bit of a sweat if you were a Patriots backer, but they got it done. And hockey ended up losing $50 to Lieber and to Robesie. So,
well, and it's like shades of, you know, the one, I think the Patriots are 5-1 against the spread. And the only one they lost was that when they threw in the back, pulled Tom Brady and put in the backup, and he threw a pick six to lose it by just a couple points. Otherwise, they'd be 6-0 against the spread, too.
Yeah, they're pretty solid. So, and speaking of NFL picks, this is week 7, so you get to go first. You lost your lock of the week last week, and I won. First time that's happened all year. I pulled even to 3-3. You're still at a winning record with 4-2, so we're 7-5 as a podcast, so slightly up. We need to get a few more games above 500, though. So what do you got this week for your lock of the week?
Well, you know, I was getting pretty fat and happy there. I even put the 4-0 in locks of the week in my Twitter bio. I have since removed it after losing the first two or my last two bets. Yeah, I don't know. I just got doing a little too much research, getting a little too cute. You got to just go with your gut if you're really going to get a lock here. And my gut says that Patrick Mahomes will not lose back-to-back-to-back games. The Chiefs are coming off of two really home shockers where they're, you know, at least touchdown favorites. And I just think they get back on track. It's the Thursday night game. I know they're going to Denver and altitude, blah, blah, blah. I think this is a get-right game for the Chiefs, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes. They got Tyreek Hill healthy. I think that they cover the 3.5 and get right.
All right, well, I am going to be on another team that needs a get-right game, and that's the Dallas Cowboys after dropping one at home to the Packers and then really blowing it on the road against the Jets. Both those games, they came back and made the games interesting, and they got off to horrific starts in both of those games. We're playing catch-up from the get-go on those. I don't think that's the case against the Eagles. The Eagles didn't show me much against the Vikings. This is only a 3-point line. I think the Cowboys, you know, either keep it close or certainly don't get blown out right away out of this gate in this game. They can get Zeke more involved. The Eagles' secondary is awful, and the Cowboys have two guys that can go deep. So give that 3 points and take the Cowboys all day long against the Eagles.
I like it.
All right. That'll do it for the bets. Let's do some quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
All right, friends. It is time for the quotes of the week. And oddly, Chris Hockey did not make the list this week for the first time in 11 weeks. So that breaks the longest streak in Power Trip Quotes history.
We need Power Trip quote stats and information.
I know. There's another one. There's another Twitter account. Here we go. But I do have some beauties for you this week. We will start at number 3 with future Mrs. Rosen, Carly Zucker.
Carly, you like 9-inch nails?
Oh, yeah, I do. I do. I like Jack 9 Gale. Inches of anything.
I'm really glad that you played that because the only appropriate response to that quote is what we heard today.
That is so much is not true. You
yes, it is.
Four.
That's an all-timer there. I mean, I'm a sucker for the kid buttons, but that was a great AFV moment there.
I laughed my ass off. I legitimately think we have a serious contender for Button Bar Bracket 2020 with that one. I don't know how much Corey's going to play that, but holy crap, did I laugh. And I saw lots of people tweeting about that today, so I think that one really hit home with a bunch of people.
For sure, yeah. State Fair t-shirt ideas. She's a whore.
And Corey's point was dead on, because the first time I heard it, like, I heard her say that, then I was like, I was waiting for her, because Corey set it up saying, you know, she was going to say horrible sister, and so I was waiting for her to, like, get to the end of it and then say Ibble sister, and then instead of saying that, she just says whore again.
Right.
So awesome. So yeah, that's that's my reaction to quote number three.
Well, you might want to keep that that handy here, because
exactly.
Speaking of Mark Rosen, he gets the second quote of the week with this all-time drop.
All right, why don't you
take that bra off, but do it in that voice. Ready? Here's Mark Rosen living in power trip infamy. Go.
Why don't you take that bra off?
Wow.
Yeah, I think Harper's quote would fit there too.
yeah, there's some exhaust coming out of the microphone there. I'm not sure if I should be creeped out by this one or not, but I will say I appreciate Rosie giving us that that Christmas present of a sounder that we really crave to have.
Yeah, and without a doubt, like he that's like the best Alex Scooby impression I think I've ever heard. He was channeling Alex Scooby on that.
Yeah, Sauce even like sub-retweeted when I sent out the audio for the quote or whatever, and he goes, "Is that Alex Scooby?"
Exactly. It really sounds like it.
All right. And finally, the quote of the week goes to the future governor of Minnesota, John M. Creasel.
Out of all the places in the world that I'm going to try food or even new food, I am very proud to say I have never purchased a food item at a strip club.
Because they don't have kids' menus there, for sure.
True. Genius.
I'm just picturing somebody, like, when Corey walks into a strip club, handing him, like, one of those kids' paper menus with, like, the coloring activity on it and, like, five selections. And
right. Or, like, what about the chicken strip club? You know, I just feel like somewhere between the states of like Wisconsin, Indiana, Kentucky, or like Missouri, like there's a strip club out there that caters to kids 12 and under.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sadly, not saying I promote that, but there probably is. Like, there's probably one with like a playpen in the back that you can like drop your kids off or something.
It wouldn't shock me. Let's just leave it at that.
Right. Well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, we're going to do some Minnesota dreaming, and then we're going to do Meat Sauce forgetting that he's on the radio. So it's time to get some positivity going here. So the Twins got knocked out. I know the Wild are off to this rough start. The Vikings are, you know, coming along, but nothing's guaranteed. And the Wolves, we know what's going to happen with the Wolves. So, you know, there's not a lot maybe really good on the horizon for Minnesota. But, you know, it got us to thinking. We talked about this last week off the air, Dave, about, you know, if you could hypothetically award championships to the Minnesota teams, you know, how would you go about that and stuff? And, you know, I think there's a lot of different ways to approach it, but I'm just going to lay it out there like this. And Rubes, I want you to think about this too, because we're going to try and get you involved with this. The parameters are you get three titles that you can award to any Minnesota team. And this can be professional teams, this can be collegiate teams, even high school teams, if that's the way you want to go, if your high school is really important to you. But you get three titles. You can award them to three different teams, or you can award multiple titles to the same team. However you want to do it, however you want to structure it. I'm just curious to see what people would say and what people would have out there. So, Dave, I'm going to let you go first. I'm going to throw it over to you. You got three titles that you get to award. Who are they going to?
All right. Well, I kind of have a little bit of a strategy in this one, and I'm kind of going by when you're thinking of teams that you want to win a championship, it's got to be the teams that you care the most about. So I'm going to give one title to my favorite sports team of all time. I follow them closer than any other team, hands down. It's the St. Cloud State men's hockey team.
All right.
I've been a fan since my dad used to sneak me in his jacket when I was 2 and 3 years old to go to all the games. So it's just got I would definitely give one to them. Second is the Minnesota Vikings. I've just lived through, and obviously everybody who's listening to this has lived through all this pain and all of these, you know, good teams that had all these aspirations and have been in the right spot but just haven't closed the deal. I want the Vikings to close on the deal one of these times. And really with my third one, I'm going to go back-to-back. I want the Vikings to win another one. And preferably, you know, space it out maybe a little bit so they're relevant, you know, maybe 5 years in between or something like that. But yeah, I mean, there's no bigger sport, you know, sorry soccer fans, in the world, or at least in America, than the National Football League. And for your hometown team to win not one but two, I couldn't even imagine it. And that's really how I would apply my championships.
All right. Well, I'm going to start with the Vikings. So yeah, that's number one for me. I've lived through more tragedies than I ever thought I would without having a Lombardi trophy in the trophy case yet. So yeah, we're gonna get Zim the title, because I definitely want it to go to Zim too, because I don't want people to get tired of Zim or whatever. And so yeah, we're getting Zim a trophy immediately. So that's number one. Number two, I would go with the Minnesota Wild for the simple fact that the state of Minnesota, the state of hockey, where, you know, I've been all over this country, and it's like the passion for hockey, to me, it's second to none in Minnesota. And the state of Minnesota deserves to have the Stanley Cup in the state of Minnesota. The North Stars, unfortunately, never got it done. They got close a couple of times, but never got it done. The Wild really haven't been close yet. So I'm going to award them that Stanley Cup, that elusive Stanley Cup. And, you know, I think if the Wild ever do win the Stanley Cup, I think, you know, everybody gets their day with the cup, and there's multiple Stanley Cups. Spoiler alert for those of you that aren't aware, there's like multiple Stanley Cups,
not
just the one. So, so you can lead. I think KFan, as the you know, official home of the Wild, should get the cup for a day, because I would love to see what Hockey and Sauce would do with the Stanley Cup for 3.5 hours. So for my third title, I'm a lot like you, Dave. I'm going back to the Vikings. I'm giving the Vikings a second one to sort of validate the first. And I'm also going to space them out a little bit. I think what I would do ideally is I would have it I would have them win 1 year, not the next year, and then win the year after that, because the year after you win, you're the defending champions. That whole season, it's still like you're in the afterglow of the championship.
Right.
That whole season's going to be awesome anyway. So that's the year you don't win it again, and then you come back the third year and win it again, because quite frankly, I get tired of all these teams that, you know, unfortunately they finally break through and they win their Super Bowl, and then it's like they've got the chip off their shoulder forever, you know. And because you got teams like the Chicago Bears, which for all the hype about the Chicago Bears and their awesome defense back in the 80s and everything, they won one Super Bowl, and they've been around forever, and they've won one Super Bowl. The stupid cheating New Orleans Saints, one Super Bowl. The idiotic Philadelphia Eagles won Super Bowl. So I would love for the Vikings to just knock out two of them and just kind of put that stamp on it, and maybe leave those three, especially those three teams, a little bit in the clear. So
I like it. I kind of want to explain a couple of my snubs here too, and kind of my thinking. The Minnesota Twins personally, I would love to see the Twins win the World Series. I was 1 year old when they won their second World Championship. But until the Polads are not owning the team and somebody other than the, you know, they run that organization like it's a movie theater or like a corporation. They don't give a shit about winning. I wouldn't want to see them win it. And I guess honorable mention to the Wild. I feel like I really don't have like a real, you know, passion or like a personal thing with the Wild yet, just because they are still, I mean, they're not new, but I mean, they're only like 20 years old as a franchise. And I just haven't had that little, you know, extra fire. Like I really feel like they want to win, although like winning the Stanley Cup would be amazing, you know? So
yeah.
I don't know. I just don't consider myself like a true, like really deep, you know, Minnesota Wild fan.
Yeah, I think my honorable mentions would be the Twins as well. It'd be nice to get another one, you know, in that's not 30 years old at this point. And I think my other honorable mention would be a third Lombardi Trophy for the Vikings. I don't think there's anybody else that's really close. Yeah. So, and since I bet the Wolves under like every single year, I don't think the Wolves are on my list, at least as long as I've got money against them. So. All right, Rubes. Well, hey, we want you guys to get involved in this too. You know, tweet at us or, you know, email me, or you can even call the 908-TOMMY-53 hotline if you want to. Tell us, what would you do? How would you award championships to Minnesota teams? And that's the caveat, it has to be Minnesota teams. So if you're a Packer fan listening to this, they're not eligible. They're outside the border. So pick Minnesota teams that you like. So even if it's a high school team. So so send us those, and we'll read some of those on the air for you guys. So the other thing we wanted to talk about tonight in your thoughts is Sauce forgetting that he's on the radio. So this has become absolutely one of my favorite bits. And it comes up from time to time or whatever when Sauce is really into a story and, you know, trying to explain it. He'll sort of forget that he's on the radio, and he'll act things out or make different motions, which Corey, the official Meat Sauce translator, will then have to explain to the listening audience. And I don't know about you, Dave, but it cracks me up every time.
It is so good because, you know, it's like his brain has that idea that, oh, you know, this is really funny, but his brain also doesn't tell him, like, the audience you're talking to, you know, the 100,000 people that you're talking to, are they can't see you at all.
And I think part of it, honestly, is his background doing stand-up comedy, because it's like he's performing for the audience. So he's like, you know, performing for the people that are there in front of them and stuff. And he does talk a lot with his hands and stuff like that. But
it's well, and really... his webcam show too.
Yeah, definitely. So it's hilarious. The first clip is the longest one, but it's a good one because it kind of really sets this whole thing up. And then we've got a few other ones that are a little bit shorter that will play as well. So here's the first time Sauce forgetting he's on the radio.
By the way, you could have taken Slithering out. What did we think? He was tiptoeing?
Yeah, it was doing this.
Yeah. Michael Flatley lowered the dance.
Oh, God, I wish people could see this. Yep.
Look at- all of Paul's jokes are visual. He's in radio. Just sit down.
Oh, my God. Look.
Please don't touch me.
Why is that snake so dainty?
Because he's slithering. He's gentle.
He's still doing it. You realize he's now left the studio.
Right, because you laughed, and he's not used to that lately. So he wants more laughs.
Look at him.
Yep.
He looks like Nathan Lane in Birdcage. That's how he looks right now.
Who's Nathan Lane?
No one can see him.
He made me laugh, though. Anyway, to my news.
Do you ever go home, and the whole drive home, you ask if Paul understands how a radio actually even works? I do that about twice a week.
You know, I tell people our job is to try to make each other laugh every morning. Mm-hmm. And hopefully if we're laughing, everybody else is laughing, too. His visual humor definitely makes me laugh, but I gotta believe that's leaving everybody else reaching for the dial.
What, my impressions?
No, it's your physical comedy that's not on TV. And we don't have a webcam in here
anymore.
We
should get a webcam.
That would be great.
Yeah, it'd be
I got a channel.
Something KFN could post.
You have a channel?
Know, like Twitch.
Hmm.
I love it because you can, like, and you know, you and I obviously have been fortunate enough to go in studio a few times and stuff. And so, like, I like it because I have, like, a really clear, like, I mean, for me, it is funny because it's like I have this clear visual of, like, you know, when he's going into the other studio or he's going into Hawk's studio or he's going over by Corey. It's like it's just playing out in my mind. And Corey does a really good job usually of describing kind of what's going on. So it's like it really paints the picture for me.
Yeah, I mean, Corey and Hawk do a really good job of, you know, trying their best to describe what they're doing. But, yeah, no, that's classic sauce.
Indeed. So, yeah, I've got a few more of these. I got like four more of these that are just the same, and they crack me up.
Well, I can use Tommy.
Use Tommy.
He does this stand-up. He does this move where he's like...
You have to try to describe it, though. This is radio.
Puts his hand on their hip and then draws their arms back forward.
Oh, it's kind of getting me going.
Yeah.
You just hear it right away, and Corey's like, this is radio. Like, you have to describe what you're doing.
Well, that's the thing, because a lot of times Sauce will just stop talking, like, and he'll just start acting whatever it is there. So, yeah, that one he enlisted Tommy's help in that one as well. So, yeah.
And there was Creed in the background, it sounded like.
Something. So, yeah. So here's the next one.
Oh, yeah.
Can't
well,
do
isn't that
gross. Drone chips.
Hockey. Yeah. Isn't that this?
Well, yeah, again, you're doing radio for 3D.
Yeah,
for sure. There,
right.
I love that line. You're doing radio for three people.
It's just like it's an automatic trigger, and, like, you know, playing him back to back, you can hear Corey responds to it right away. Like, he always has that in his mind. Like, you know, maybe he's just really good at, like, knowing, you know, putting himself in the brain of the listener or whatever, and knowing how that projects. But you can just hear that tone. Like, it's the same tone, like, you're just doing, you know, we're doing radio.
It is so funny because I picture, like, Corey laughing to himself, but at the same time, yeah, with this, again, you're doing radio for three people.
Yeah, it's starting to be like in Christmas Vacation when they ring the doorbell and, like, it goes a pitch lower every time.
Right.
Like, I feel like it's getting to that with Corey.
Exactly. All right, here's the next clip.
No, the
Cedar Trail.
What you didn't know this is over there that goes downtown.
Your pointing is not helping us.
Nobody
just
in their car can see.
This is
our
radio show. They can't see where you're pointing.
What's it called when
my we don't know what you're pointing at?
She didn't like driving the frontage road.
He's just
picture
pointing
trying
out the
to describe a frontage road and just pointing.
Oh, it's the best. I just have the visual in my head of what that looks like, and it just cracks me up every single time.
Ugh,
all right, here's the last one.
Hello?
If you are listening in your car, Paul is staring off into space as if he was staring at a ghost. On the radio, that was just silence.
I think if you woke up.
Now he's going to reenact it yet again, away from the microphone.
Oh, is that old Rob DeMaro?
For all of
there?
You listening in your car.
He is currently in the corner, essentially Blair Witching himself.
Wow. Is that old Bruce Willis?
I'll try it on.
Man,
what's he trying on?
Oh, now he's going to go to the
Why
other
is he doing
studio.
This? Why is he doing this?
To stand
Why is he over here?
In a corner and stare.
He doesn't have to. I felt it.
None of this is helping
what are
the
you
show.
Doing?
Oh, that was too good.
God, I love the play-by-play. It is just brilliant.
And as we've learned over the years, you know, Sauce has looked out that same window there for inspiration and, you know, for some of his best ideas and improvisation. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's
that
the
is
best.
So funny.
The best. So, yeah, so the next time you hear Sauce start to... act things out or point, be sure to listen for Corey and some of the play-by-play that we get from that. So.
Oh, that was good.
All right. Well, that will do it for that. Dave, what do you got for quotes notes for us this week?
All right. I just got a couple. On Thursday, Tommy said that he loves when girls have guys' names. Well, oh, good for me, my fiance's name is Austin, so I guess I kind of win that.
Okay. Tommy would approve.
Right, but, you know, shout out Tommy. Don't Mr. Steal Your Girl, my girl. he's got plenty of other girls for himself, including Nube. By the way, we should talk. I mean, I don't want to get into his relationship at all, but you know, kind of old Bay left the Tommy Olsen stable. Do we call her New Bay, or I wonder if he refers to her as New Bay or Bay, or if he just like cuts the Bay in general just because it's too soon with old Bay?
Yeah, no, I think he's completely dry. I think she's just Sess. So that's all I've ever heard him call her is Sess. So.
Which, knowing his abbreviations, soon enough she'll be just C. or K.
Of course. you don't want to waste those extra vowels.
Right. All right. Well, the second one I got here is from, I think it was Thursday or Friday. Hockey said that he discovered Pancheros. There's probably three things, like, of the things that I'm most passionate about. I think second is just Pancheros Mexican Grill. Not only is it my favorite, like, Chipotle Mexican style place, it's probably my favorite restaurant on the face of the earth. Anytime I'm out of the state, I'm always looking to see where Pancheros are. I'm just embarrassingly obsessed with Pancheros. Chuck, are you a Pancheros fan?
I had never heard of Pancheros until that particular segment, so I can't say that I am.
But you're like a Chipotle guy, right?
I'll do Chipotle. I'm not like obsessed with it like some people get or whatever, but I'll do Chipotle from time to time. We have Qdoba here in Kansas City as well, okay. And I like Qdoba. So,
but like the general like Mexican, like that kind of like a Subway, but a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah,
kind of, like you're in on that.
Not my favorite thing, but I'll definitely eat it. I'm not. I don't pass on it. So.
Yeah. Pancheros it's my world. It's amazing. And there's one right by Topgolf in Brooklyn Park. So that's an easy day right there. I mean, that's a great Saturday.
Thanks, Rand McNally.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Pancheros. next, I have can't wait to watch the Sauce for Zach in NHL 2019 on the Wombo Trips. Twitch stream on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm actually going to watch that as well because I've played quite a bit of NHL 19 and I am disgustingly bad, especially when I play head-to-head. I think because what I hated about it is you had to play head-to-head to like earn certain achievements and stuff like that, so they forced you to play head-to-head. Usually I just want to play against the computer because, you know, I'm not great and I'm just doing it for fun and whatever. And so you get online against these guys that, you know, play for like 12 hours a day and stuff.
Right.
And it's like you get destroyed. I'm like, I think I'm not making this up. I think my record at one point was 3-32. And it's like I would win a game and I'd be like, holy F, I actually won. I'm like, I'd be stunned because every game was just like, okay, please try not to score more than like 5 goals on me, you know, but
yeah.
So yeah, I'm legitimately awful. So I'm curious to see like how they will do, like, because they keep acting like Zach's really good at this and Sauce has played before. So I'm just going to kind of watch it from my point of view and see like if I would at all be competitive with them or what.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, I think Zach has claimed that Zach is good, and I think Sauce has claimed that Sauce is good. So, yeah, I don't know. Speaking of this, I think we can make it interesting. I think we should put a Kaniac on it. I will, since it's kind of my idea for the bet, I think I'll defer to you. You can pick if you want. Yeah, I mean... And then I was going to say you should tweet out odds day of the match. And I was just going to predict my odds. And I was going to put Zach at -175. I don't know what your thoughts are on that. Okay.
I just don't feel like I think I'm not sure what version Sauce has played either. Because I don't think he's played NHL 19. I think he's played NHL back in the day. And so did I. And I used to be really good at it back in the day.
Yeah.
And 19's like... I don't know. I don't know about the recent years, like 16, 17, 18, those. But like NHL 19, it's not the same game at all that I used to be good at. I just think the lack of familiarity with NHL 19 is really going to hurt Sauce. So I'm probably going to put that at more like -400 to Zach.
Wow. Yeah. I think the most interesting thing is that the winner gets this mystery trip that Corey and Sauce can't make. Could you imagine if this was like a free trip to the Masters with lodging, and then Sauce finds out after he gets whooped like 7-2, he would probably murder Zach right on the spot.
I bet it is something like that. I bet it's some like really kind of cool sporting event.
It's going to be something that like really like it's going to be appointment radio that next morning when
college football national championship or something like that.
Right.
So that was my guess too. Is some huge sporting event. So it'll be interesting to watch. I hope. I don't know that I'm going to have time to watch it live, but I will definitely catch the recap of it because I want to see how they are.
Yeah, it's going to be appointment Twitch streaming for everyone. So, yeah, I think it is Thursday at 10 o'clock on Wombo. And then my final one, just a shout-out to Creasel. Creasel said on Friday that he's starting to really work on his golf game and get a lot back into golf. Just super pleased to hear that from John. Obviously, I'm a big golf guy. But, John, if you are listening, Chuck and I would love to play around with you and maybe have 13, 14 CLs with you.
Of course.
Which is pretty standard for the golf course. And, you know, I feel like John Creasel times golf equals 13 or 14 beers.
That seems to be about the number. I will set the over under at 13.5 on that.
Yeah, I like it.
All right. Awesome. Just a reminder, too, we are going to leave the trivia question open for another week. So, Dave, do you want to recap the listeners on what the trivia question is?
All right. So, a reminder of last week's trivia question. It was the intern babyface. He had a very infamous bachelor party. We are asking, and the question is, where was that bachelor party held?
Yes. So if you know that location where his bachelor party was infamously held and nearly got into a scuffle, email powertripbets@gmail.com. We'll keep those entries open for another week, and we will announce the winner next week. In the meantime, Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at PowerTripQuotes.
And I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets. And any of you listeners, if any of you fly Southwest Airlines and are going to be taking a flight before the end of February 2020, shoot me an email, powertripbets@gmail.com. I got some extra drink coupons that I'm not going to be able to use.
Touch
so
it.
I don't want free drinks to go to waste. And we like buying our listeners free drinks. So
attention, drunk John Creasel and maybe even John Creasel.
So yeah, if you're flying Southwest, just shoot me an email and I'll mail those to you. So in the meantime, I'm at PowerTripBets on Twitter, so look for me there. Thanks for listening, and we will see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.